Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So yesterday at our American Thanksgiving, my wife and I chatted with our relatives about how Thanksgiving and Black Friday has changed over the years. Listen, today's Black Friday and there's barely anybody out. Why am I out? I'll tell you why I'm out. Because my wife said, hey, can you run to the store and get something for the kids and I? So she said, now listen, you better be careful. You better go in this door because otherwise you're going to have to wait in the line. You better do your pickup over here. And I walk in and it's a ghost town. Nobody is even out. And even look at the roads here. This is a Friday. I'm literally right by the mall and barely anybody's out. There's a couple cars, I'm not going to lie, but barely anyone is out. Why is that? Because, well, you might say, well, everybody shops online, Carrie. It's, you know, people don't need to go out anymore. Maybe that's true. Maybe part of that is true, that everybody's shopping online and this type of thing. But I'll tell you what I think it is as well. I think times have changed. We talked yesterday about how people used to literally get up at 4 a.m. and they would camp out overnight to get certain deals. And then people, as you know, they started doing it on Thursday of Thanksgiving a few years ago, and there was this big outcry of people saying, why are you making others work on a holiday when they're supposed to be with their family? And then people said, forget it, we're just going to do Black Friday week or Black Friday sales a few weeks before. I think what people realize is, you know what, we're tired of it. We're tired of the gamification. We're tired of the salesy, the spammy. I think people just want real. You know, there's other companies that their brand is, we're always low price. We are always low price, and we don't need these unbelievable Black Friday doorbusters to make people, you know, crazy. Do you see Rolex doing Black Friday sales? I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. But what I'm saying is that if you really have a good product, you don't need to do these massive deep discounts that make people all nutso, right? I mean, if you're an entrepreneur, you are the decision maker. You are the person who casts the vision. So I think today what I'm trying to say is that you need to reinvent yourself. Black Friday over the last 25 years, over the last 50 years has evolved. It's evolved into the start times, the stop times, what's being offered. And I opened an email this morning from a person who said that we have Black Friday sales so crazy that we just spray painted a $300,000 car. Now listen, if you have to do these types of things, now you might say, well, Carrie, you're talking about it. Sure, I'm talking about it. Did I buy? No, I didn't. I actually didn't buy. It actually made me not want to buy again. So you may talk about it. There's a difference between stunts and service. And which one do you want to be defined as? I'm all for good marketing ideas, but when you have to pull stunts all the time, you train your people to have things be wilder and crazier. Now, I'm just finished a book called Talk Triggers, which says that if you really want word of mouth marketing and word of mouth advertisement, it can't be, put it this way, it has to be repeatable. You can't spray paint a $300,000 car for every customer, and therefore it loses the talk trigger, word of mouth phenomenon that we see many times in good marketing. So here's my point today. My point is this, when you always have to go with the sensational, the stunts, the unbelievable, in your brand and business, I'll tell you what, you're on a roller coaster that's headed for disaster. I think what's more powerful is someone who does things that are repeatable, whose service is remarkable, and as a result, they build long-term customer loyalty. There's nothing against doing a special sale. There's nothing against having a special giveaway or offer. But look, the roads are dead today. It's Black Friday. It's 8:15 a.m. Something's wrong. Not something's wrong. I think actually something's right. I'm glad people are at home with their families. Or here's a dude who's jogging right now. But the point is this. I think that we as a society have gotten... we've gotten worn out. We've gotten worn out of the fabricated and inauthentic options of the day. And I think what people are really going for, and again, judge me all you want, disagree, agree, whatever. But I think what people want is people want real. I think people want real and real sells, because real is trustworthy. This is Cary Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. As you are running your own online business, as you're an author, coach, speaker, entrepreneur, whatever you're doing, think about these things and decide who you want to be. You don't need to succumb to the masses. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.